Attempt to show they're serious about supporting a solution to the protracted Cyprus problem, Britain has renewed an offer to cede about half of the territory of its bases in Cyprus. In an interview with VOA News, UN spokesman Jose Dias confirmed a letter had been sent to the United Nations pledging to transfer 45 square miles if a Cyprus settlement can be found.
The special advisor of the Secretary General was informed by the United Kingdom. The main condition is that there has to be a first settlement that has to be ratified, and then the land will be handed over.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is expected to unveil the initiative to try and kick-start the Cyprus peace process at a meeting with the Cypriot President Dimitris Christofias at Downing Street. The British sovereign bases were retained in Cyprus after the proclamation of the independent republic in 1960. Some 4,000 troops and 7,000 dependents live on the territory. Speaking to VOA, Stuart Bardsley, the British military spokesman in Cyprus, outlined the function of the military bases.
We're talking about approximately 99 square miles, and its sovereign base area, which effectively is land that is governed by the UK and has an on-island administration that acts on behalf of the Queen in managing and governing that land.
President Dimitris Christofias, who represents the Greek Cypriot community, and Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat have been locked in talk since late 2008, but so far little has been achieved. Fully fledged negotiations opened last September, and if successful, these peace talks could formally end the 35-year division of the island. Cyprus was split into a breakaway Turkish Cypriot North and an internationally recognized Greek Cypriot South in 1974 when Turkey invaded in response to a short-lived coup by supporters of union with Greece. Turkey does not recognize the South. The island joined the European Union in 2004, but only the Greek Cypriots enjoy membership benefits. Neither side sees permanent partition as an option, but they're struggling to agree on how the island will be reunited. The president also dismissed any notion of arbitration or strict timetables in the ongoing peace process. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.